Well, good evening and a very warm welcome to you all for our Carols for All service. And an additional welcome to anybody joining us online. We're recording this service, so obviously in these times people can join us and enjoy the carols and the good news of Jesus Christ online. If you're visiting us for the first time here, my name's Peter Myers. I'm the curate here, and the rector, Dave Bruce, is at the back. And please know that we extend our warm welcome to you all. Just some initial domestics. The loos are halfway down the corridor if you want those. Please sing through your mask. Please keep your masks on. And there's plenty of hand sanitizer as you leave and as you come in as well. Sadly, this year we won't be having refreshments afterwards for obvious reasons. The service will flow following this order of service, which I hope you've got, but there won't be any sort of, as it were, direction. It will just flow from one element to the next. And for the words that you need, they'll come up on the screen. This evening, our carols, readings, and reflections and prayers take us on a journey. A journey that takes us to the heart of Christmas. We join Mary and Joseph, who travel to Bethlehem and where they have a baby. We join angels and shepherds who leave the hilltops to visit this baby. And we join wise men from the east who travel huge distances to again kneel at the feet of a newborn baby. There is an ancient Christian declaration which is still said at our communion services. It goes, Christ has come, Christ has died, and Christ will come again. This journey originally happened 2,000 years ago, but our carol service this evening declares creatively two of these ancient truths. Christ has come. He came as a little baby in Bethlehem that we celebrate at Christmas. But also Christ will come again, which is the Christian hope and expectation. And with that return of Christ, the expectation that all forms of darkness, pandemics or otherwise, and the sorrows that we experience will ultimately pass away. And we, all things will be renewed. So come, I invite you to begin our journey to the heart of Christmas in first remembering our Saviour's birth in Bethlehem and secondly, taking hold afresh of the hope that our Saviour will once again return. This evening, we remember Jesus and the story of his birth. Jesus is our King. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Jesus is our way. With Jesus, even dark places are light. Jesus is the truth. In Jesus, we shall live forever. Jesus is our life. Can I invite you to stand as we sing our first carol, Once in Royal David City.
Glory, power to share. The righteous reign of the coming king. But there would be no gloom for those who were in anguish. In the former time, he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he will make glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born to us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace. For the throne of David and his kingdom, he will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness. From this time onward and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Now still we see thee, Lord. Luke 1, verses 26 to 38, the birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favoured one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favour with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative, Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her, who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Luke 2, verse 1 to 18, the birth of Jesus. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them at the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in their fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all of these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them.
Hello, I'm Denise, and I want to tell you that this Christmas is going to be a very different Christmas for me. It's my first ever Christmas spent as a Christian, and it's the first Christmas that I've spent at the heart of the church. I was confirmed here in November, and so I'd like to share with you my testimony. 15 months ago, life for me felt very flat. My mother had died, I had no other close family left, no soulmate, and felt very alone. I couldn't see what the point to anything was anymore. Friends all seemed focused on their own families. There must be more to life than this, I said to Colin Robbins, who came and stood outside my house to talk during the November 2020 lockdown. Colin was one of several people who responded to my contacting St Andrew's Church, looking for something, not clear what, but perhaps some support or direction as to how I could go forwards. I instinctively felt that only the church could be the right way for me, and yet could not explain to myself why this was so. Dave Bruce also visited and said to me that I should consider myself from then on connected, and that help would be there if I needed it, if I became ill, for example. I was to know that I would never be alone after that. I was bowled over by the fact that these lovely, caring people found time for me when they must have had so much else to do. Since then, I've never looked back. I explored the faith on their Alpha course in the new year 2021. After asking many questions and challenging myself over what I believed, I started to feel a breakthrough, to even flourish, developing my own faith after considering myself an agnostic for years. You either believe or you don't, Colin told us all. Focusing my mind in this way, I suddenly saw the light. After a lifetime searching, I have found God and am now a Christian. The clouds of doubt and sadness have lifted. I'm now part of a new family, the church family. After months of praying, studying, and spending time with this church family, I feel great joy and peace, excited to play my part and so to be able to find opportunities to contribute my time, effort, and love too. I've made new and exciting beginnings, for which I thank God. Mother Teresa's words now have great meaning for me. Prayer is not asking. Prayer is putting oneself in the hands of God, at his disposition, and listening to his voice in the depths of our hearts. I look forwards with faith, hope, and optimism. I know that I've now come home. Thank you all for your part in that journey.
The Visit of the Wise Men. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler, who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out. And there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
I was thrilled this year because my son passed his driving test this year and bought his first car, a smart black Renault Clio. But last week he got into the car, started it up, and absolutely nothing happened. The battery was as flat as a pancake. Anyone experienced that? Yep, a few hands going up. So there was this smart car, but because of the source of energy, the battery that was dead, The car was ultimately just a useless lump of metal. It was still a car, but it wasn't able to do what a car is meant to do. Thankfully, a life lesson, we managed to get the jump leads out and all was well. But just think of all the things that we rely on in life. A laptop with a battery, fridge freezers, our mobile phones, our watches, there's lights, there's Hoovers, and hundreds of other things that we rely on to do every day, but all which need a power source to make them function, to come alive. A heart to pump, to come alive. And without that power source, they're effectively dead, just lumps of useless metal. And what about us, animals, fish and birds? In fact, all living animals. We all need some kind of battery to stay alive, don't we? A heart to pump the blood and the oxygen around our bodies. And I was fascinated to discover this week that even insects have very small, but they do have little hearts. The heart brings life. No heart, no life. So what about Christmas? What makes Christmas come alive? What particularly for you makes Christmas Christmas? Just think for a moment for yourself. What is it that's really significant and special for you? Is it family? Is it food? Is it the presents? Is it the holiday break, the Christmas tree, the decorations and the lights? Are these the things that make Christmas Christmas? Now, all these things are all good in themselves, but really they're merely a framework, a skeleton, but they're not really what makes Christmas come alive. This carol service points to one thing, or should I say one person, Jesus, or in scripture sometimes he's referred to as Emmanuel, which means God with us. Jesus is the heart, the reason, the lifeblood of Christmas. And without Jesus central to everything we do, then the Christmas food, the Christmas presents, the family time, the decorations, actually they're all rather a hollow shell. They're nothing, potentially worthless and pointless, a momentary distraction in the routine of our daily lives. But place Jesus at the heart of the celebration, and Christmas shines bright in the darkness of this world and into our lives. It brings riches and life beyond our imagination, hope, relationships, belongings, and love that sets us free. Holding Jesus at the center of Christmas is like giving my son's car a new battery, turning something that looked pretty, but quite frankly, without battery, was going nothing, nowhere, and was quite frankly useless. But like Jesus coming into Christmas, a new battery, the car comes alive and it's once again able to do what it's designed to do. And this is the same with you and I as individuals. Unless Jesus is the beating heart of our daily lives, Scripture is clear that we too are dead. In the Bible, just to give you two examples, these are two verses that say, "You are dead in your transgressions. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you..." Sorry, that's alive. That's what I'm coming on to. That's what Jesus makes us, come alive. But otherwise, we're dead. Yes, we're still physically alive, walking, talking, breathing. Our natural bodies and faculties are working, but we are spiritually dead, scriptures tell us. Like that car with a dead battery. It's still a car, but it's not doing what cars are meant to do. But when we say yes to Jesus, and he becomes the beating heart in us through the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, then we become fully alive. And as that second scripture says, when you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive in Christ. It's a bit like living life like that, spiritually. Burdened, stooped over, life grey, bent over, you're just surviving. But when we say yes to Jesus, then we suddenly come alive. There's colour, joy and energy into our lives. Our carol service leads us on a journey to Bethlehem, to the baby Jesus, the reason for the season, the heart that brings life, hope and renewal. This baby who in due course in scripture is described as the living water. And we know how vital water is for life. He's described as the bread of life. Jesus is the truth that sustains us and feeds us. He's described as the vine into which we as the branches are grafted. He's described as the savior of the world who redeems us from our sins. And he makes us new creations through our baptism. I want to ask you, is Jesus the center of your Christmas? And not perhaps just Christmas, but every day. Is the good news of Jesus born in Bethlehem all those years ago a sideshow of Christmas? Or is it an essential and at the center of it? Jesus is the source of life. He's the answer to the darkness in a broken world. Do you know what? He's beyond and above the pandemic. He's more than fear and uncertainty of the unknown. He is the answer to our personal problems, doubts and fears. So how do we pull Jesus from the margins of life to the center? Well, if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you consider yourself a Christian, then can I invite us this Christmas to kneel before the King of Kings once again and afresh and offer ourselves as Mary and Joseph, the shepherds and the kings who knelt before baby Jesus in that stable. Perhaps over Christmas, as you eat and drink, give God thanks for all that he's provided. As you open presents, give thanks to God for the people's kindness and generosity. As you meet friends and family, give thanks to God that you belong and are part of God's heavenly family. And in all, then pray that those that you see, Jesus in those that you meet. But if you don't yet know Jesus as your Lord and Saviour and haven't invited him into your life, I want to encourage you this Christmas to take a courageous step. Jesus is alive today. He desires to know you and to be a part of your life. And when you do, it changes everything, which is so much of what Denise shared with us in her own testimony earlier. And what do you do to have to do that? It's as simple as inviting him into your life. You say yes to Jesus. Speak to him as your Lord and Savior. Speak to him as another person. You may not see him, but he can hear you. When you say yes to Jesus, we then say sorry to Jesus for where we've lived life on our own and without him. And then we choose to follow him. And I want to encourage you, if that's something that you would like to do this Christmas, then please speak to me afterwards or come and touch base with us as a church after Christmas. And we'd love to journey with you in that exciting adventure. Now, in a moment, we are going to hear the beginning of St. John's, here in St. John's Gospel in one of the readings. In the beginning, though through him all things were made, without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of the world. In him was life. Jesus is the source of life, the ultimate spiritual heart that brings the fullness of life to each and every one of us. We can choose to leave Jesus on the margins of our Christmas, or we can welcome him in to be the beating heart of Christmas and encounter afresh, or for the first time, the riches of eternal life, eternal hope, eternal redemption, and riches beyond comprehension. That's the invitation that is open to each one of us this Christmas. A week or so ago, I was invited to speak at the Malvern Wells sing-along, carol sing-along, and I had a message prepared. But at the beginning of that time, two 10-year-old girls got up from their Malvern Wells primary school girls, and they said a poem which totally stole my thunder, which was wonderful. It's good and humbling. And I'd like you to read to you the poem that they drafted about the heart of Christmas. This is their poem. Christmas time. In today's day and time, it's easy to lose sight on the true meaning of Christmas and one special night. Christmas isn't showy gifts or glittering decorations. It's honouring our Saviour Jesus Christ in humble adoration. It's taking what we would have spent on things no one needs and using it to help someone with service and good deeds. So let us remember Christmas is about our Saviour's birth. This is the way to happiness, the way to peace on earth. Happy Christmas.
The choir have just sung Light and Hope in the Darkness. And that's what we're going to pray now, for God's light and hope to come in the dark places of our world. And I'd love you to respond, to join in the response. When I say Jesus, Saviour, would you respond, hear our prayer and bring your light and hope? Let's practice that. Jesus, Saviour, hear our prayer and bring your light and hope. Almighty God, whose Son was born in the midst of a world in turmoil, we pray for our world as we continue to battle the COVID pandemic. Grant wisdom to scientists and politicians making decisions. Strength and compassion to those caring for the sick and administering vaccines. Comfort and hope to all those who are ill and isolating. Jesus, Saviour, hear our prayer and bring your light and hope. Christ came as a light shining in the darkness. Bring comfort to all who suffer in the sadness of our world. For those who are recently bereaved, for those struggling with physical or mental health issues, for those burdened by debt or who've lost jobs, for those who are lonely. And in the quiet, I invite you to bring to God any individuals who you know who just need God's light and hope this evening. Jesus, Saviour, hear our prayer and give them light and hope. That first Christmas, there was no room at the inn. And we pray for all those who are homeless and vulnerable this night, thinking of those in our nation and in our community who don't have a bed to sleep in tonight. And worldwide, we pray today particularly for the country of Afghanistan, where millions of people are facing hunger and many families have been displaced from their homes due to the recent conflict. Jesus, Saviour, hear our prayer and bring them light and hope. The angels sang, peace to God's people on earth. Strengthen those who work for peace and justice in our communities and across the world. Bring understanding and reconciliation where there is conflict. Bring forgiveness where there is anger and hurt. Jesus, Saviour, hear our prayer and bring them light and hope. And strangers found the Holy Family and saw the baby lying in the manger. In this Christmas season, bless our homes, our families, and all whom we love. And in all our celebrations, may we not lose sight of what is really at the heart of Christmas. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus, Saviour, hear our prayer and bring us light and hope. Amen.
The Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say a very big thank you to all of you who have come tonight. We weren't quite sure how many we were going to have, but it's great to have a good-sized congregation tonight. And for those who joined us online later on as well, it's great that you've been with us. And we want to just send our best wishes to you all and your families to have a really special but still slightly strange Christmas this year. We pray that you will keep safe and just know something of the love and joy and presence of Jesus with us this Christmas. We do have services tomorrow at 10 o'clock, both up at All Saints, our sister church, where there's a more traditional communion service, and here where there's a more family all-age service at 10 o'clock. We'd love you to join us then. And we've also got a short service on Sunday too for those who can still keep going at 10:30 on Sunday morning. But let me finish with a blessing, and then the choir, who've been brilliant tonight, and thank you so much, all of you, are going to... Thank you. And just by the way, the last song that they sang on their own, Light of the World, was written by Debbie, our conductor today. So a special congratulations to Debbie for a beautiful song. So let's just finish with a final blessing. May the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the wise men, the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you this Christmas and forevermore. Amen. Perhaps do be seated while the choir sing us out.